I want to read Narchaim today. Well, Narchaim, it's hard to find this one, but Narchaim says as follows. There's a lashon Narchaim when he's speaking about Torah. He's on the pasuk Perek Chava pasuk Yud Aleph. Samach Platoyev Shenasim Hashem Lekecha. You should rejoice in all the good that Hashem gave you. So he says Toiv means Torah. Ve'ein Toiv. He brings Chazal and Brachas. Ve'ein Toiv El Torah. And he says the following lashon, beautiful lashon. She'im ayu b'nei adam argishim b'mesikus v'aribas toiv atayra. If people would be margish, would feel the mesikus, the sweetness, and the aribas toiv atayra, and the delicious is also lashon of sweet, of that exists in Torah. Hayim shdageyim, they would go meshugged, they'd become drunk over Torah. U'mislat demachreya. They would run after it, and it would not be chashuv in their eyes a world full of gold and silver to anything. It would be nothing to them in their eyes. That's why I've lashon of Archayim on what darkness of Abbas HaTorah one can come to. If he learns Torah, this tremendous darkness of Abbas HaTorah one can come to, it's good to know. In our stage, when we struggle to learn Torah, it's good to know that that there is such hargesh of Mesikas HaTorah. And not too difficult, a person could start working towards this Mesikas HaTorah, that he describes a Mishtageyan. The person would go crazy and run after it, and it wouldn't be chashim in his eyes, a world full of kesev azav. It wouldn't be anything to him if the person would have this Abbas HaTorah. There's a secret in this parasha. At the beginning of the parasha, at the beginning of Kisavai, as follows. At the Seder night, there's a madna thing happens at the Seder night. At the Seder night, we're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to be Misakar Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Pesukim, the actual Haggadah is very, very short. If you see with the Rishayim's Haggadah, if you take away all that we do with the Minog, all the extra Minhagim to say different things, the actual Haggadah, the Pesach Haggadah, is very, very short. It's about a 10-minute, takes about 5-10 minutes to read. It's very, very short. And the parasha that the Baal Haggadah decides to darshan on is very, very confusing why he picks it. You would think he would go to parashas Boy, B'Shalach. The parashas would speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ve'era Boy and B'Shalach, that's the heart of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And read those psukim. We're supposed to read psukim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, darshan of psukim. That would be the logical thing to do. But for some strange reason, which we have to figure out what's the secret of this parasha, the Baal HaGadah chooses to quote our parasha Kisavai. He quotes when he wants to darshan Yitzias Mitzrayim, he quotes our parasha, he darshans the psukim of our parasha. The Nitzak al Hashem l'kevisenu, v'yishma Hashem eskaleinu, esanyenu, v'eslachseinu, zuprishis derech eretz. He darshans our parasha. Why is that madna? Our parasha is going on a guy who's bringing the Kurim. You have a fellow who's bringing his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Why in the world would the Tana darshan, by us, the guy's bringing the fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, and he starts speaking about the history of the land, and he goes all the way back, we used to not have Eretz Yisrael, we're Mitzrayim, and you took us out of Mitzrayim, you brought us to Eretz Yisrael, b'chulu b'chulu. And Agav, he brings in that we want some Mitzrayim, we had pains there, and you took us out. It's all Agav to get to the point that Hashem, I appreciate this delicious fruit that I have. I appreciate the Zion Minim. So as a whole introduction, he speaks about his past. So it's a very madna that the Baal HaGadah would choose to darshan this parasha when you're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, speak about the parasha to actually deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not where in the Torah it said, very agavdik. So why is the Baal HaGadah base and he doesn't have those psukim, b'chlal, doesn't exist in the HaGadah that's midin, that's not just Minhagim. The Haggadah that's the essence of the Haggadah brings our psukim. What's in this psukim that the Baal HaGadah wants to stress? So the Sif Zechaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, explains that the Yisoid of the Seder night, the Yisoid is Akaras HaTov. The Yisoid of the Seder night is Bimaka Tov Kashem. It's to say to Hashem, we're your nation, you brought us out of Mitzrayim, Liyas Lachem Lelikim. The Yisoid of the night is Akaras HaTov, which leads to the service of Hashem. That's the Yisoid of the Seder night. It's on Ani Hashem Lekech Mesher Tzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. You took us out of Mitzrayim. I'm not getoiv. I appreciate it. You made us into what we are, and it's mechayiv. Liyos lachem melekim. It's mechayiv. That's the story of the Seder night. You know, the Baal HaGadol wants to teach you what it means Akaras HaToiv. So Zogt Reb Chaim Fiegel, as we quote these psukim, are the secret to Akaras HaToiv. The Yisoid of Akaras HaToiv is details. The Yisoid of Akaras HaToiv is not a general thank you Hashem, thank you very much, I appreciate it. The Yisoid of Akaras, here's a guy who has first fruits. He's bringing his first payers, his mezayin, nini medaraisa. He's bringing the kurma on the first payers. So go to Hashem and thank you for the fruit, I appreciate it. No. The Yisoid of Akaras HaToiv, what it said in this parsha, and the Baal HaGadol darshens his psukim because he wants to reference this parsha on the night when it's all about Akaras HaToiv. He wants to reference the parsha which teaches you how to have Akaras HaToiv. And the Yisoid of this parsha is unbelievable. Here's a man who's bringing his first fruits. So thank you Hashem for the fruit. No. He goes back as a history here, Rabbeinu Shlom. And Akaras HaToiv means recognizing details, specifics. So the person says, Hashem, I see these fruits of Eretz Yisrael. There's a history, I got this land. I was once a Mitzrayim, stuck without a land, without any freedom. Vayanunu, I had terrible tzar there. And you took me out of Mitzrayim. And you brought me into Eretz Yisrael. Once I had Eretz Yisrael, then I got the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the yisoid of this parsha. And that's why on the night when the Chayiv is Akaras HaToiv references this parsha, which is the head of Akaras HaToiv. We say in the brachas in the morning, we say Shaloy Yasani Goy, Shaloy Yasani Ovid, Shaloy Yasani Isha. Three brachas. Frek the Bach, why don't we say one brach? Why don't we say in a lashon of positive? Why Shaloy Yasani Goy, Shaloy Yasani Ovid, Shaloy Yasani Isha? Say it, why the lashon Shlila is the lashon of the Bach? Why in the negative? Say instead of Shaloy Yasani Isha, Sani Yisrael. Instead of Shaloy Yasani Ovid, Shasani Ben Chayrin. Shaloy Yasani Isha, Sani Yish. Why the Lashon Shlila and the Lashon of the negative? Shalayas, that you didn't do that. So the Bach says if we would say it positive, the first one, Shalayas Anigoy, has to be in that order, because it builds up. When you say Shalayas Anigoy, we're not thanking Hashem, we're not the tribes in the tree. That certainly should thank Hashem, but that's not limited to that. When we say a Goy, if you hold the obvious word in Yidden, it's Machlaikis, then we have Min Avram Avinu. Shalayas Ani Goy means even Avram. Shalayas Ani Isha means even Dvayra. She was a Neviya. She was bigger than all of us. She was a Neviya. So we're not talking necessarily. It means we thank Hashem for every last mitzvah he gave us. Pashup Shash. Shalayas Ani Goy includes Avram if you hold he wasn't the Yid. That's just the mitzvahist. We're thanking Hashem for every mitzvah that we have. So Shalayas Ani Goy, that I have more mitzvahs than a Goy. He has Zion, I have more than that. Shalayas Ani Ovid is part of his mitzvahs, I have more mitzvahs than him. Shalayas Ani Isha, I'm finally thanking Hashem for all the mitzvahs I have. So why don't we just say Shasani Ish? Each one say it in the positive. Zaktabah. If I would say it in the positive, then I would start instead of Shalayas Ani Goy, I would say Shasani Yisrael. Instead of Shalayas Ani Goy. Zaktabah, that would include all three. Shasani Yisrael will include that I'm not an Eved. Yisrael also means I'm not an Eved. If I'm Yisrael, I'm not a Goy. I'm not an Eved, I'm not an Isha. Bazai would be all-inclusive. We say in the negative, we call more things. The fact that I'm a Yisrael means Shalai Yisani Goy. Means Shalai Yisani. I want to speak each darga. So Fred's Lakash, I have a shorter way of saying it, why say it in the longer way? I have a shorter way of saying it, why say it in the longer way? Say it shorter, right? The Matriach has said three actions. Say Tak Shasani Yisrael. It will include three things. Givaldik. So brachas will be quicker. The answer is this same Yisoid. Hakaras HaToiv is details. The Yisoid of Hakaras HaToiv is specific. It's very, very specific. Being Yisrael includes three things. And I makir each detail of it. Shaloy Yasani Goy. Shaloy Yasani Yavit. Shaloy Yasani Isha. That's the Yisoid of Hakaras HaToiv. The MS, it's Rashi brings this parasha. It says it in Pasuk Yud Aleph also. V'samach b'chol atoiv. You should rejoice in all the good that Hashem gave to you. That the only time you're allowed to read, this video Yom Bikurim, that you say these pesukim, this speech of Akaras HaToiv, she'ein chot kofri toiv. You start out v'nisa v'amarta zot Rashi, she'ein chot kofri toiv. I'm not a kofri toiv. This is the parasha of Akaras HaToiv. The only time you're allowed to read this parasha Akaras HaToiv is if you bring Bikurim from Sukkot, from Shavuos to Sukkot. after Sukkot, you should still bring the Bikurim if a person forgot, but he doesn't get to read this parsha. This parsha is only a mitzvah to read it, Vanisa, Vamarta, this Akaras HaToiv, between Shavuos and Sukkot. Why? Because Shavuos and Sukkot is naturally a very happy time. It's a very happy time. Why? In the world. Because Shavuos, the person starts harvesting. It's called, the name of the day is after that people harvest then. It says, Mana the Ksira. Sukkot, from Shavuos to Sukkot, people harvest, and they go through the process of bringing all the fruits into their house. So it's a very joyous time in the world. The planting season is difficult and shver. The harvesting is a very joyous time. The world, Hashem, just as an aside, Hashem made the Bria correspond exactly, in physically to what's going on in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, Shavuos was the point, was the Ksira, you plant in order to cut. You plant or the harvest. Pesach, we were taken out, Liyos Lachem Lilakim. Asher Tzeis Chemetz Mitzrayim, that was the Zriya. In order, Liyos Lachem Lilakim, that was the Ksira, in order to have it. That in the world it works, Pesach's the planting time, and this man that we finally get to be Nene, the point, the goal, the tachlis, from Shavuos to Sukkot. When we do Ksirim, we finally bring it into our house towards the process of eating. Until we come to Sukkot, we actually excel the Amnus, we live with Hashem. That's the ultimate goal. Shavuos, we receive the Torah, till we learn the Torah and incorporate it into our beings, that's Sukkot. It's just the year in a ruchnistic way and a physical way. Kitzur Advarim is Shavuos to Sukkot, a very joyous time when the person finally sees he's going to have results from his actions, parents from his actions. Zak Rashi, since it's a joyous time, you could only say this video at this time. That's why. What's that do? And this, Rabbi Say, is the difference between the West. Many differences, but this is a major difference in the Western mentality, which the whole world today is a Western mentality, and the Torah approach. The Western mentality is happiness is, the aside of simcha is what I don't have, is the next buy. In the Western mentality is that we live in the age of advertising, you see a car, and it's happiness, that sleek, cool metal that's bent in a certain way so it's sold for more dollars, that's going to cause his joy. It's mibachotz. That's the Western mentality. Happiness is his next buy. If he just gets, he buys the car, he buys the new suit, he sees that suit on the rack, it looks so cool, if he just had that bliss. He buys the suit, 2 weeks later, the Western mentality is joy is the next buy. Joy is always outside the next acquisition. The next, right now I'm not happy. If you ask anybody, I'm not happy right now. So must be, I'm missing that, I'm looking in life for that thing externally which causes happiness. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that external thing which causes happiness. Let me find it. Let me look. So he buys it, but now it's me, so it can't be happiness. Happiness in the Western world has to be the next buy. It's always external from me. The Yisayit of Yiddishkeit, a big Yisayit of Yiddishkeit, I call this a Brachas Jew. The Yisayit of Brachas is that Simchas Achayim, and this is the Yisayit of Brachas, is not the next buy. It's appreciating that which I already have. Bliss is not the next car you buy. It's that beat up car appreciating. It's gewaldig. We get to go from here to there, everywhere. It's not the next suit. It's Malbish Arumim. I look at the suit I already have, and I say every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kenim Al-Chalom, Malbish Arumim. I appreciate that which I already have. I look at my hands. That's bliss. I have gewaldige hands. This summer, I had two injuries, a shtickle injury. I was on the disabled list this summer. I had two injuries. I felt one of the injuries I mamish was scared over. I was punching, you're nervous, you're never gonna walk healthy again. You have mishigasim in your head, you're nervous. And I felt I was on crutches for about a week and a half, and it was such a joy walking. It's such a joy walking again. It's gewaldig walking. Such a bracha to walk. I'm always amazed. I like sports. I'm always amazed. There's so much chesed, the body. But I'm always amazed. Something that always gets me is that we don't fall over. It's unbelievable. That we don't topple over. It blows me away. You know how much computation of the brain, if you would take anything built like us, I don't want to say my weight, I don't care. 175 pounds. So you take a guy, 175 pounds. So on just on stilts, stand anything up, Rabbi Say, in the world, like me. Stand anything up, it will plop down. Now try, you're trying to run, you're running, so when you're running, you know the deep computations, it's in the inner ear. There's a disease called, what's the disease? I was scared it's called. There's a disease, an inner ear disease. I know everything from sports. I remember baseball, my first baseman for the Reds had it, vertigo. If you have vertigo, the person falls over. There's a thing in the inner ear which keeps balance. This guy would topple over. It's called vertigo. At its worst, it gets the person who doesn't have such balance. The person is very old to fall over. It's called vertigo. The computation that when we run, we don't topple over is nisim gluyim. That's bliss, Rabbi say. To preach what we already have. I speak about Salat and New Oilam, I have to tell you like this. It rains. I once was listening to CBS 3 years ago in Waterbury, Connecticut, if I remember this, in the tri-state area, there was a very big, there was, it didn't rain. It just took, for months and months and months, didn't rain. In Muncie, in parts of Muncie, they ready, what's Muncie's camp, what's that area called? Rockland, I heard on CBS in Rockland, they already were making, not a little water your lawns. It was already, as I got, you're not a little, it was a very serious drought, about 3 years ago. It was amazing, it just wasn't raining. All the reservoirs were low. And Eretz Yisrael, you hear this in America, in my life, I never heard of such a thing. 3 years ago, it was a serious drought, and already in Rockland County, you weren't allowed to water your lawns. It was a serious drought. And on CBS, I'm sorry? It's called Bergen County?
No, it
was Bergen County? But they didn't let in Bergen either, water your lawn? It was Bergen, they weren't letting. Kids, it was, in the whole tri-state, New Jersey, it was a whole... You couldn't water your lawn, it was a serious drought. Kids on CBS, I'm listening to the radio. I have a time to hear what's going on. So I hear the guy's going on that it's seeing a lot about the drought. And if I say that day was a dark day, it was drizzling a little, it was pasha good, it was drizzling a little. And the weatherman says, the guy's darshaning about the drought, if we can't water the lawns, and the weatherman says it's a very ugly day today, and calls it an ugly day. Is the guy an idiot? The guy wasn't listening. I feel the guy doesn't listen. I always clear, you know, you hear in the news, you're wondering what the, you know, wondering where they are when they report the news, what they're just leaning back, are they, you know, you wonder. Clearly this guy's in a different place than other weathermen, if you're trying to get a seer of what's happening in that room. They're darshaning where we need rain. It's raining down, and this guy's saying, what an ugly day. What a coffee type. What a coffee. My father, when we were little, always, till today, little until today, whenever it rains, he says, what a beautiful day. He bursts to the window. Isn't it a beautiful day? That's always, he woke us up. So he has a whole shtick he does. It's a beautiful day, and he does a whole shtick. It's raining. It's gorgeous. He means it. It's beautiful. You have a 73-year-old lady who wakes up in the nursing home one morning, and it's raining. She gives a groan. Because her mother, when he was little, trained her kafli toiv. Her mother, when she was all little, and it goes l'dayrus. Hakar satoiv goes l'dayrus, and kafli toiv goes l'dayrus. And hakar satoiv is the yisayit to simcha. The yisayit to simcha sachayim is hakar satoiv. That's why this parish of hakar satoiv could only be read in the zman of simcha. Because you have to know hakar satoiv and simcha are married together. If you have hakar satoiv, you appreciate the good you have, then you have simcha. With details. If you don't appreciate the good, you don't have simcha. And therefore, this man that I'm reading this parashah HaSatoiv could only be in this man of simcha. Because to give us all that card, you bring it after Sukkos. Don't say this, please. You have to know this is simcha and this go hand in hand. This is the sivas simcha. Without this, a person has no simcha. And when there is no simcha, the parasha goes on later on in the parasha, that all the klalos Hashem brings, tachas asher lo yavadat os Hashem lo yikecha b'simcha b'tov leivav. Later on in the parasha of HaKor HaSatayim, it says, all these klalos are why? Tachas asher lo yavadat os Hashem lo yikecha b'simcha b'tov leivav. Because he didn't serve Hashem at a simcha. And the pasuk says, meirav koil. From an abundance. Zuck Rashi, when you had a lot, I gave you everything. And you looked what's next. You didn't look what you had. Meirav kol, kishadayin yesh l'kol, Rashi says later on in the parasha. When you had everything, adayin yesh l'kol, and you didn't serve Hashem out of joy. You should have been moved to serve Hashem. The highest darga, this is not spoken enough, people don't know this, the highest level of Yiddishkeit is what? So it's a Chodesh Abba speaks about it at length in Shavuot de Selikin. The highest level, the pinnacle of a Jew is to serve Hashem from eating a steak. The pinnacle Jew eats the supper and appreciates the supper, and that drives him to serve Hashem. That drives, that's the pinnacle, he says it's the height. The height of a Jew is he's just so overwhelmed, HaKor HaSatoiv, for his eyes, for his hands. But the Western mentality fights this to its core. The Western mentality teaches us, Simcha is outside of us. As he knows, the the next mashal I'm going to say, I was in the mir, I witnessed an awesome thing. The mir's food is gevaldig. The mir's food is real, it happens to be very, very good, but Baruch was there. Very excellent food. There's a place across the street from the mir. It's hilarious. I've said this over once or twice. As it's still funny. It's hilarious. There's a place across from the mir. I'm not knocking guys. You'll buy from him anyway. The guy across there sells sandwiches. Nothing. I'm telling you, the guy sells sandwiches. You can put a pickle in there. Maybe he'll put an egg on there. Make an egg in your deer. He'll put an egg on there. He'll put a cucumber on there. It's good. Nothing. People flock there with great numbers. They flock there. I don't know if it's still that way. Great numbers. And what's the pshat? The mir food, it's mine, I had it for free. What I have, I can't appreciate. That's me bachutz. That look, it's outside of me. It's not handed to me. And the Western mentality teaches us that yisoyed kafli toiv. Simcha is outside of me. I guarantee if the mir guy would pull a trick, he would take his food and put it in that restaurant, and that guy would put his food in the mir, the same people would still run to the restaurant. It's me bachutz. If I have it, it can't be good. I can't appreciate what I have. And the Yisayid of Yiddishkeit, why do I call from the primary Yisayid of Yiddishkeit? Because the Gemara says that. It says as follows. It says, Ma Hashem shol mimcha kim liyareischa. What does Hashem desire of you? Except that you fear Him. Pasuk in Ekev. What does Hashem want from you? Except that you fear Him. Zot the Gemara, Ma, al tigri ma elameya. It's meya brachas. 100 brachas. What shaykhus? What does Hashem want except the fear and except the 100 brachas? What does He want except the fear and what does that mean? 100 brachas. What's the correlation? So it's good to know some background. The time Yamin Hagim I looked up, he says, why do we have Meir Brachas? Why David HaMelech is misakin it? Why does David HaMelech misakin it? Every Jew has to make 100 brachas a day. Zok there. There was a plague and David HaMelech knew the plague came because we weren't appreciating all the chesed Hashem. That was the plague. We weren't appreciating chesed Hashem. So Hashem, so David HaMelech realizes he has to do something. So the institution of Meir Brachas, we should appreciate Chesed Hashem. And that should drive us to serve Him. That's Ma Hashem Alekecha Shom Imcha Kim Liyarischa. The cash and appreciation of all the Chesed Hashem. But what details? To appreciate each aspect. To learn Abay Samnini Yeshiva, eat the food, it's delicious downstairs. People run here, run there. Same thing with the bagel shop. His food's better than the bagel shop, much better. Just we train ourselves such an unhealthy. It trains ourselves against Simchas Achayim. We train ourselves that Simchas is outside of us. Appreciate rain that can bring joy to a person. You should appreciate rain. Teach your kids to appreciate rain. If you, when your kids are little, tell them how gishmak rain is. How amazing it is when they're 73 years old and it rains. It'll be a happy day in their lives. There are a lot of rainy days. If you put in it's gevaldig rain, beautiful. Now, Victor Miller advises you should take him out to dance. I tried it. My kids, that really worked. It has a good impact. They like rain. When it rains, take your kids out to a little Rikud in the rain. Getting wet, they take showers also. It's not a problem. I like watching when it rains. I like watching people's reactions to rain. Faces they make. As if they're going to melt. I wonder if the guy never took a shower. Maybe I don't know. I don't want to ask the guy anything. But rain is not such a problem. We get wet a lot. It's not a problem. It's a solution, rain. It's a tremendous joy rain. It's one of the joys of life that it rains. It gives us, Hashem shows us, Yad Hashem, directly. Nobody can claim, comes anywhere but from Hashem. This is side of details in Akar Satoiv. Just in the words of Akar Satoiv, what is, if I had to ask you, what is Akar Satoiv? So you'll say, if I give a guy something, is the thank you Akar Satoiv? And the answer is very simply, it's not. Saying thank you, I hand the guy $100 and says thank you. It's not akara satayv. The word, let's translate the word, akara satayv, means to recognize the good in all its details. To recognize it. The thank you is because you have akara satayv, you say thank you. The thank you is not akara satayv. The akara satayv is like take and makir, the toiv you did. And the more I can get specific is the more I'm makir the toiv. A bigger makir the toiv doesn't say a bigger thank you. It doesn't say thank you more gishmak. The bigger makir the toiv recognize more the toiv. If you go to somebody for a suda, say thank you so much for the meal. It's not good akar satoiv. You missed the boat. You tell your mother the meal was delicious. You missed the boat. Shach akar satoiv. Because you didn't tell her that you makir toiv. How do you tell your makir toiv? You speak about the specifics. that you go through, really should go through everything. You should say, we started from the challah. You sat there and you needed the dough, but you'll think you're crazy. Don't be crazy. So instead what you should do is, you should say, pick one specific thing, the kugel was delicious. That's a karas ha-toiv. I recognize the details, I'm talking makir b'toiv. Simple, you say that karas ha-toiv. When you thank somebody, point out the specifics. And our own self, we should work on that simcha is inside of us. Simcha is what we already have. You don't need to go. We don't need to get one more thing in the world to have simcha sachaim. It's what we already have. What we need is what we already have to appreciate. The Western mentality is, Yenna's parents are always so cool. Our parents aren't. A person's wife, it's always Rahman al-Tzlan, that's the divorce rate in America. It's also, the person's wife always, Yenna's wife is so cool, Rahman al-Tzlan. It's always the other thing. And the aside of Yiddishkeit, what I have is cool, my parents are cool. My wife is cool. What I have is gewaldig. My mishpacha. What I have is gewaldig. Not that's gewaldig. That's the side of mei brachas. That's the side of Yiddishkeit. When somebody has that, he takes as simcha. When he has simcha, then he's it. There's no goal of simcha. When he has simcha, then it's a means he could properly fulfill serving Hashem. He could talk of Yoyimid Hashem, mei simcha, the highest darkness of Yiddishkeit, of serving Hashem out of such appreciation. That's our Avodah Zechaim. There's a Mizrahi, a very important Mizrahi, in the Vidui and Meiser. When a guy brings Meiser, he says a Vidui Meiser. So the guy says, he says all these different things that he wasn't guilty of. So one of the, he says, I did everything you told me, Hashem. So Rashi brings, Rashi, Zak Rashi, V'loy Shachachti, he says all these different Lashonis that I did with Meiser. So Rashi brings, I didn't forget to make a bracha on a fresh Meiser, so I made a bracha. Rashi learns a Paskin Chumash, V'loy Shachachti, it's a Perech Avav. Anybody has it, can look at it. Perech Avav, it's Pasuk Yud Gimel. And it's as follows. You say to Hashem, Bi'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, I got rid of all the Meisers from my house. The Gam the Satan the Levi, I gave Meiser Rishi to the Levi. Well, I gave Eliyas to the Almana. Kichol Mitzvah Shachar Tzvisani, like all Mitzvah you command me. Le'avarti Mitzvecha. I wasn't over here. I gave Eliyas, I didn't forget to do it. And obviously a lot of double Lashon. I listened to what you said, I didn't forget to do it, I didn't forget. It's tremendous. So Rashi Darshan's each Lashon. So I didn't forget, means I didn't forget to make a bracha. Frept Allah Rayim Rashi, everybody has the Rashi. There is no bracha in the Raisa. The only rabbi say, how many brachas are the Raisa that we know of? Benching's the Raisa, the Chaltav Savata Virachta, Benching's the Raisa, and Birch Satoyri Yeshayim is the Raisa. Two brachas the Raisa. It's Lahedi and Gemara, Birch Samitsa, not the Raisa. So how in the world.
Benching is three.
Yeah, true. So how in the world. Benching has three brachas. How in the world does Rashi say that it means I didn't forget that I made a bracha? But brachas are not the rice, it's Gemara's. So Rashi's against Chazal. Zachta Mizrachi Chiddush. That even if you don't thank Hashem, even if you don't make a bracha, there's a din da raisa to thank Hashem for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's what the Mizrachi says. I'm having trouble finding today, but I'll read it to the Ilum. Zogt Mizrachi, Mi v'shabeichacha be'eis hafrashes maisres. Doesn't mean a bracha. So, kumta is like this, a risk to chiddush, Mizrachi, if you ask him. You're right, Rabbana made up birchas ha-mitzvahs. We thank Hashem that we are zoich, Hashem could show them, so we have mitzvahs, so we're zoich to serve Hashem. The Rabbana made up nusach ha-bracha, but the conceptual idea to thank Hashem that we're zoich to serve Him, that already Rabbi Yisai is a din d'oraisa. It's a huge chiddush in birchas ha-mitzvahs. That the conceptual idea, that is a pasuk. You have to, by vidu and maisi, you have to say, I didn't forget to thank you. Because the thanking Hashem that was zoich to serve is a chiv d'oraisa. What's the Rabbanan is the nusach ha-bracha. Mid d'oraisa, you can do it in your own words. You can say it how you want. It's very similar shita to the Ramam shita, the Noisekel and the Ramam say the Ramam holds Tfilah is the Raisa Kiyadua. The Ramam holds Tfilah is the Raisa, you could daven whenever you want. The Nusach is the Rabbanan. I'm just same thing in Rashi. Birchas HaMitzvahs are the Rabbanan, just the Nusach, but the idea to thank Hashem that was Zaychah to serve is the Din the Raisa. What a beautiful part of davening is we say in Moedim Drabanan, we say Al Shanachnu Moedim Lach Baruch. What's the lashon? Al Shanachnu Moedim Lach. What? Baruch Eloi Dois. The Rush says pshat, simple pshat. Al Shanachnu Moedim Lach. Since I get to thank you, Baruch, I bless you. Thank you for letting me thank you. It's the greatest thing. I get to serve you. There we even works. We thank Hashem. We can thank Him. Then beautiful, Moedim Drabanan. Al Shanachnu Moedim Lach. Baruch Eloi Dois. Because I can thank you. I thank you for that also. What is this? We can serve Hashem. We can thank Hashem. That's how the Mizrahi learns up this particular Rashi. We daven, then we'll get to this. Will a little bit get us to Inyan Adiyano. We daven when we do the Sakar Satayim of bringing it of. Now we do the Karsa Parsha, next Parsha. When we say we fulfilled our obligations, Vidu Meiser, that we brought all the Meiser we were supposed to bring, so we put in a tefillah afterwards. We say, Hashem, I did my obligations, then we put in a tefillah. We say to Hashem, Hashkifu Mimoin Kachecha, please view down from the Shemayim, Uvarich Es Amcha Es Yisrael, and bless Klal Yisrael, and the land that you gave us, like you promised us, like you promised our fathers. Give us bracha, give us a shefa bracha. The Davet Hashem. The Medrash on the spot says that a shkifa is a negative lashon always. The word a shkifa is always a negative lashon. The shkifa usually means whenever it's a vayashka, it says that in the lashon by the. In the Torah it says a lashon by the dar that was. The Dar Flugga says it, if I'm not mistaken. It says, Alashim Vayashkev, and the Dar Flugga. Vayashkev in Tanakh, the Medrash says, always means to look negatively. So what do we say Hashem look negatively? Well, davening, you should look at us positively. So Zab the Medrash, what we're saying to Hashem is, even when you look negative, give us a bracha. Why? That's what davening to Hashem. After the guy gives out Shumas and Maisis and gives his stuff to Maiser Ani, gives his stuff to Dani, Lager, Lias, Mamana, he davens Hashem, Shkiva, Maidachecha. Even when it's Vayashkev, even when you look at us with a negative eye, still give us Bracha. How do we have a right to ask for that, Rabbi Say? So the shot's like this. After I just got through, after I just got through, I myself, you think it's easy to give to that Ani? That Ani, you say he's a Meshuggah, people say they don't want to give to an Ani, he's a Meshuggah. Why a Meshuggah doesn't need to live, I don't know. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard. They say he's a Meshuggah, don't give him. Meshuggah doesn't need food. You have to look up medical books, and Meshuggah don't need to eat. I don't know. This is your thing. Kids, sir, I saw the Ani, it's difficult to give him, and I gave the Ani anyway. I overcame my Ratzim. I overcame my negative feelings to give to that Ani. So Hashem Mishkiv Maitachecha, you imitate Vizchuze, that I overcame my negative feelings and gave, you imitate me. Hashem Mishkiv Maitachecha, you, when you have negative feelings to me, still do good to me. We have a right to daven. The Medrash says, in Chaf, in Kapitel Chaf in Tilum, Lamatzeach, it says, Hashem Tzilcha. The Medrash Tilum says, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, that if you show him an etzba, he shows you one etzba. If you show him two etzba, Hashem shows you two. Hashem mimics our ways. He mimics our ways. So I was able to overcome my negative feelings towards this Ani, and to still give him, despite what he looked like, despite how he acted, I still was able to take care of him. So Hashem Mishkiv him Maikachecha, you too, even when I don't act the way I should, please have Rachmanus on me also. Imitate Hashem Tzilcha, imitate the way I'm acting. We're coming to Rosh Hashanah, we're coming to Yom Kippur. If somebody wants a secret, there's certain avada, there are no shortcuts. And avada, these days of Elul, which we'll speak more about in a few minutes, these days of Elul and these days of Aseres Metshuva, we have to have tremendous work, tremendous aliyah, we have to shtay, and we have to correct all our things. The closest thing I know to a shortcut, if there is such a thing as a shortcut, if a person wants something to come out of guarantee of victory, in Din, Roshani and Kippur, is this Yisrael that Hashem imitates us, Hashem Tzilcha. If we learn to be Meichel others, Hashem will be Meichel us. If we learn not to be a captain on others, Hashem won't be a captain on us. If we learn to forgive others, we have tainus so easily. We'll speak about this a lot over the year. A lot. We have tainus so easily. We tiny, very rose tiny on this one. This one wronged us. That one wronged us. He said this to me. And so easily we have tainus on others. If we learn to forgive others, to be moichel others, Hashem will imitate us and be moichel us. If we just learn it, it's taka chazal. It says somebody who's mavel migoy, it's sub moichel. It's the lashon chazal, that moichel is avinus. Hashem tzilch, Hashem imitates us. And Rachman Litzlan, if we're a person always being makbid on what Yenna does to us, if we're a person always being makbid, Rachman Litzlan will eventually be makbid on us. This is part of the practical avodah zarah, to learn not to have kaptanus, to learn to forgive others. To forgive others, he said this, we do the same thing to 10 other people. The same thing we're mourning this guy, we do to 10 other people. We also do the same thing, to learn to be moichel others. Because in this parasha, Shkiv, Hashem imitates when we react. I want to speak on Yimei Elul, not Nagei the parasha right now, as follows. The Rambam is the Chiddush La'alocha. It's Machloik is the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam is the following Chiddush La'alocha. If you want to get a nudge, this is Kedai. Till here I talk about this Kedai. The Rambam has the following Chiddush La'alocha. He says like this. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa called Vidui. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa called vidui. It's one of the 613. The mitzvah d'oraisa vidui is to admit your averus. To do vidui, to admit he has averus. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa called vidui. Visvada the pasuk, it's a pasuk. Visvada es chatasam. To do vidui, to say that I admit I did my averus. Ona Hashem chatasi avishi pashati, and I won't be chayzel oilam. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa vidui. The chinuch, and there is no, everybody zoch searches for a source of this Rambam. The chinuch says that this mitzvah d'oraisa vidui is unrelated to the tshuva. A person can do tshuva without doing vidui. There's no shaykhus to vidui. Tshuva is I feel bad what I did and I become about tshuva. I change. You don't have to say anything. You feel bad what you did and you change. This is how the chinuch learns. That's tshuva. It's a pasuk. Based on sukkim, to return to Hashem lekecha, sukkim, to do tshuva, and a separate mitzvah in the Torah is vidui. Is it mitzvah averus? V'svad is chatosam. You can be a full bal tshuva. You grant that another mitzvah. Say you have a mitzvah to shake a lulav. You have a mitzvah to do vidui on the chatoim. To say Hashem, I know I sinned. B'peh. You're thinking. That's lahed in all the poskim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You say my rabbi say have a 613 to shake a lulav. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do vidui, to admit your averus. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Zok the Rambam Rizke Chiddush. Against all the Rishonim in this, you come out, you won't find in the Rishon like this. The Rambam says, it's everybody's Zok searches, where's the source of the Rambam? The Rambam Pini says the Rizke Chiddush. The Rambam says that you're only Yaitze Tshuva if you do Vidui. The Rambam is a Rizke Chiddush. That you're only Yaitze Tshuva if you do Vidui. The Rambam says, without Vidui, if you don't admit your sins, prepared, there's no Tshuva. He's still like very stark about it. I should have brought the Rambam with me to know it's Tshuva, the first part. The first two halachas. The Ramak Lehedi, he pounds away that you're not Yaitza Tshuva B'chlal Toidu Vidui. The source of the Ramam's a Pella. It's two different Pesukim. Why the Ramam connect these Pesukim? It's true they're related, they're cousins, the mitzvahs, they have to do with each other. But who said you're not Yaitza Tshuva? That's one Pesuk, and Vidui's not. Remember, Vidui has to be verbal. A guy could change his whole life, but he never verbally did Vidui. He's not Yaitse. A Vidui by the Rabbi is not related to Rosh Hashanah Kippur only. You can walk the street and get a mitzvah d'oraisa. Speak out, and if you did say, I feel badly about it, and I won't do it again, mitzvah d'oraisa Vidui. Boom, mitzvah d'oraisa. Any time of the year, nothing to do with Elul, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, any time. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, on Yom Kippur, we say a lot of Vidui. But the mitzvah of Vidui, Pashas, unrelated, the Rambam says, you're not Yaitse Tshuva unless you do Vidui. Now, Frep the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch Sarishim, the Minchas Chinuch were on the side of Rishim and Achim. Zok Frep the Minchas Chinuch, the following bomb cash on the Rambam. You, the Rambam, say you're not Yaisa Tshuva, unless you do Vidui, there's a Gemara Kedushin against you, the Rambam. The Gemara Kedushin says as follows, Aaron. The Gemara says that if somebody says to a lady, I'm married to you, on condition that I'm a Tzadik Gomer. Haryabu Kudeshisli, on condition I'm a Tzadik Gomer. And we know the guys of Veltz Russia. The guy's evil. He's a murderer. He's an evil, evil guy. And he walks up to the lady, says, you're married to me on condition I'm a tzaddik. And he drops, and she takes the kedushin, and he drops dead a minute later. Is she an almana, or is she just a single girl? Because she married a kohen gadol. Zot the gemara, she's asur kohen gadol. Why? Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi. Maybe he had a thought of tshuva. You don't know. Maybe in his mind, Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi. Say b'zoi tzadik. Maybe Tak was a tzadik. Even though 10 minutes ago you saw him doing avera, but Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi. Ay b'zoi, you have to be chayshish. Maybe he's a tzadik. And ay b'zoi, it's a tzadik kedushin. Ay b'zoi, you're asking a kohen gadol. She's a tzadik. Al manish asking a kohen gadol. What does it help Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi? The Rambam says you're not yoytze tshuva unless you do vidui dvarim. So it doesn't help Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi. He didn't do vidui dvarim. So what does it mean Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi? Zog the Menchas Chinuch, the pshat's like this. Shema hirer tshuva b'livoi means like this. The Rambam holds, this is a rizgah chiddush, and I feel this is yisayda yisaydus for us b'nei Torah. This is yisayda yisaydus for us starting at Elul Zman. I think I want Moshe to hear this very stark. This is yisayda yisaydus of our Elul Zman, of our aschol of a new yeshiva for many of us. This is a big yisayda as follows. Zog to Menchas Chinuch that the Rambam holds, you're right, in order to be yoytze tshuva, you have to do vidui peh. This guy who's mahara tshuva is not yoytze tshuva. He has a sach averus, he's going to get him. So why is he a tzaddik? Zog to Menchas Chinuch, a tzaddik's the pshat, today's a tzaddik. Shemehir tshuva b'livoi means he decided now to be a tzaddik is a tzaddik. A tzaddik's not tali on tshuva, Menchas Chinuch says. A tzaddik's the pshat, today he became a tzaddik. Today he became a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. What does it mean he became a tzaddik? He's decided from now on he's going to be good. That's a tzaddik. He has a lot of averus on his past. True, he's gonna be accountable. He'll have to get cleansed from them. Oh, but he's a tzaddik. He's right now a loyal Eved Hashem. Al Menashe in tzaddik gomer, he's a tzaddik gomer. What is a tzaddik gomer? A loyal Eved Hashem. He's a loyal Eved. He's a loyal Eved. There's a lot of stains on him. Who has a past? Tshuva tzibshat, to be yaitz a tshuva is to get rid of the past. Oh, behind he's a tzaddik. And he taka dies a tzaddik without tshuva. And he's gonna get it for that. But Shem they are true and believe, but maybe he had a commitment from now on to be tzaddik, and that already is a tzaddik. With all the averus that he has. That's the Menchas Chinuch says. Like this. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? We're coming a week and a half to 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? That's not Madna Maisa. Yom Kippur is the Yom Slichim and Kapara. It's a day we daven all day for Kapara. Rosh Hashanah is not no tefillos about Kapara. Rosh Hashanah is the yom to Mamlech Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Mamlech Hashem. It's the day we anoint Hashem as the king. Why? Yom Kippur should be first. Before Rosh Hashanah is the new year, a fresh start. This year I'm going to serve Hashem. So first have a day in Slichu Mechila. Have Yom Kippur. We should have that Yom of Lefnei Hashem Tetaru, that beautiful, awesome Yom of Lefnei Hashem Tetaru, of Tara, of purity, of becoming clean again. Then, yes, I'm ready, Hashem. How do you go to the banquet of the king, to anoint the king? Dress fresh clothing. First, let me have Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. Yes, I'm ready to go to the banquet. I'm ready to start again. I'm ready to renew our relationship. Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? First, I Mamlech Hashem, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech, Leilam Vayed. Noch Dem Atara. I want to do it Vatara. I want to do it Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. Noch Dem Alkom Tushu Vatara. After Yom Kippur, I'll say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech, Leilam Vayed. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Perhaps. Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur is as follows. People have a difficult time shtagging. They feel all the chatayim, all the things that they've seen in the past, the experience in the past, averus they've done in the past, hold them back from shtagging, as we spoke last week. It holds them back, we spoke during the week, actually, we spoke on Tuesday. It holds them back from shtagging. They feel averus, we set off from the Dum Namagid, the way Darshan had Pasuk, of Dad, Chomasech, Sef, and Chtavim, that people have a hard time shtagging. They feel that I have so many chatayim. Who are you kidding? You know you did kach v'kach. You know you looked at kach v'kach. You know you heard kach v'kach. So it's difficult. It's difficult to shtag, to change. I have so much in my past. And that is the pshat Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur. First, be a tzaddik. A person, a yid has a koyach today to be a tzaddik. Is the commitment today I can be a tzaddik with everything in the past. Without tshuva afilu. Today I can be a tzaddik. and fakert. If a person first has the kayach, the courage, to do good maisim, to shtayt today, afterwards he can look back at his chatoim, and he can start working fakert, only after his shtayt. After he's that new person, he'll look back and say, how did I do such a thing? But first, the Yid has to know he's karev, ki karev elecha adover moi, Zakhtar Ramban. The Ramban says it's going on tshuva. Ki karev elecha adover moi. It's close to you, it's going on tshuva. The person first has to know he can quickly be a tzaddik. Just a decision, here are tshuva b'libay. Yes, I'm going to be a tzaddik. Mit alech hashvayim, the person can change. With all the past, with all the load, all the packages, all the things he comes along with, all the packages that he comes along with. He could be a tzaddik today. Rosh Hashanah, Mamlech Tamlechuni Aleichem, Hashem Melech Hashem Malch Hashem Niyum Lech Lalom Ed, I want to be a tzaddik. Elul's the Kiris Hashem, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. First I become a tzaddik. After then, Nochtem Aseres Mechuvah. A bacher told me, he was in a day, he was a very wild bacher, and he said that he went to his Rebbe, and he was crying to his Rebbe that he has so many chatoim. There's no start. His Rebbe gave it to him that you'll be a tzaddik for 5 years, then do tshuva. Mamish this word. Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur, free be a tzaddik. Steigel, and with all the things, yeah, you did this, you could steig. Yeah, you could steig. Stop doing it now. Here in tshuva, believe, be a tzaddik now. And the Yid has the kayach to be mahabach to a tzaddik. You see in that story something tiefer. The guy said, you see in the Gemara, I'm a nas, I'm a tzaddik. So, achshash, when I chayish lo miyuta, safi. Hashem, here in tshuva, believe, maybe he made a commitment from now on to be a tzaddik. It's taka safik. It's miyuta, the miyuta. The text is not safik. A yid is karv ki karv in lecha davim ayid. Bificha levavcha lasaisai. It's close to you. Tshuva, the Rambam learns, but it's close to you, tshuva. It's close to you to be mahapich. It's close to every yid to be mahapich. That's the Yisoid Rosh Hashanah, perhaps. The Yisoid Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur is this Yisoid, that first of all, the person's going to first of all have an Elul's man where he shtayds and learns with everything. Yep, who are you? Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday was that. It's karev to just change. It's close to change. Amenash and Yitzad, the Gomri, it's a Savi Kedushin, 50-50, it's a Savi Kedushin. Nachtan, afterwards, the person shouldn't feel weighed down by Averis. Answers, be a tzaddik, and you know you are a tzalalachi, you're a tzaddik. Nachtan, after he's shaying taka and learning well and growing, then he has to look back. Taka has to do a tshuva. Taka has to say, I did chatoim, ana Hashem, chatasi avi, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Nachtan, he has Yom Kippur. Afterwards, after ready, he went to Rosh Hashanah. And fakari, first step has to have a new aschola. People think that he can't start again with what I did, I can't start again. The people who spend their lives, psychology a lot worse like this. Psychology is the pshat, that you had a problem in the past, so till I work it out, you hear people say this all the time, till I work it out, of Kenneshim Baiter. I need to work that out, that's psychology. I need to work it out, I can't start again. Torah says different, the Vada, you don't ignore your problems. You also work it out. There's Yom Kippur also. But Torah says you could start again. It's the Yeshayach, Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. That first could be a new aschal. It's possible to have a new aschal. With everything, with all the packages, it's possible. You don't have to say, till I work it out. The person says, till I work it out, I'm not having a new aschal, never has a new aschal. Because he never works it out. He can't work it out. As that same person is going to work it out. So with this, I want to be mazmer to you. I want to be mazmer to you. Akasha, a shayla I once had, somebody at the time, what time is it?
Absolutely.
So we'll end with this. The Gemara says that it says Behi Baram. In Bereishis it says Behi Baram. So the Gemara says, thank you so much. The Gemara says Behei Baram. The world was created with a hay. So the Gemara, why was the world created with a hay? So the Gemara says that a rush could fall out the bottom. A rush could fall out the bottom of the hay. If a rush could bottom out, so the world was created with a hay. It's a Gemara. So the Gemara says, create the world with a ches. It's possible to just fall out of the world. Kina, taiva, kav, moitzel, min oilam. It's possible to just lose your oilam, hazeh. Guy, you write kina, taiva, kav, lose your oilam, hazeh. Nesu, some sugar. So create the world with a ches, the guy can fall out. So the Gemara says, no, I need the hay, because the guy, if he wants to do tshuva, he can climb back in. So the hay falls out the bottom, he can climb back in. Frech the Gemara, created with a ches, let him fall out, and he'll climb back in the same way. He'll climb back in the same way. And for the Gemara, three words, Loi Mistaya Milsa, he won't be able to. So I went to Reb Chaim Kamil, and I asked him, what's Shat in the Gemara? Why won't he be able to? Loi Mistaya Milsa, why not? What's the Gemara talking? What's it saying? What? So that's what I asked him. What I believe he told me is this same word. Reb Chaim Kamil is the Rebbe of the Rosh Hashiva of the Miyavim, less than Svi Finkel, his Rebbe. But I believe Reb Chaim Kamil told me is this same word. I asked him, he comes every year Sukkot to the Miyavim, so I asked him the Shana. What I believe he told me is this same word. He said, mamish this word. That the Yisrael Rosh Hashanah for your kibbutz, first you have to start again. First the tag has to be a new aschala. With that, and there could be a new aschala. And you have to tag and put the problem in the background. Tag you, I did kata. I'm going by it, ignoring it. Don't you realize it? I'm going by it, choose to go by it. We could have Rosh Hashanah, we could be Imam L'Hashem. We could have served the Rabbanah Shalom. We could be a tzaddik. Mitzvah, with everything in the past. Afterwards, that he takas a new aschal and is a new person, he takas look back. Abul Maisos Averis Vidali as new tshuva. See, that's mamish the same thing. The ches is the pshat. The world's carrying the ches. He does Averis. He climbs back the same holy. He has to fight off the problem directly. No. There's a hey. He has to come in a new mahalach, a fresh start, ignoring the fall. He's coming in under its side from a different side. He's returning. He's first Rosh Hashanah, he's first doing good nisim. He's not, the Pshat of Ches, he's climbing up, he's fixing his problem. He fell down, now he's the clot. He can ignore his problem, not fix his problem. He can go right, he can have a new aschala. They say, hey, there's a new entrance. You can have a new aschala with the problem, not have to be fight. Not afterwards, you attack at the deal. The Ches, remember, the hole's still open, Rabbi said. The hey, you climb back in, but it's still open, he has to deal with it. To somehow figure out how he's not going to fall again. He has to choose for falling in the past. But first of all, to come in a new entrance. First of all, to have a new aschala, an elul, a new zman, a new yeshiva, a new aschala. If he did gewaldig in the past, to even be mamshich more gewaldig. His chesronis in the past and the new aschala is elul. New commitments. People keep things elul. They keep things aseris mei tshuva and elul that they don't keep all year round. It is the opportunity to have a new aschala, to have new commitments, to have fresh commitments, and to move away from all the baggage of our past. All the baggage, all the things we've experienced, there is the possibility to move away from that baggage, to talk have a new aschala. We talk, it should all be zeichet, we should talk a mamluch Hashem, we should have this new aschala, we should also be zeichet, not to talk have kaparas avayin through all our veris.